You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco taxi driver Kelly DeSaint began his 20-year career in print media, publishing zines. Then in 2015, he landed a weekly column in the San Francisco Examiner called I Drive SF. You may be familiar with it. He chronicles his experience on the road. He's also known for his criticism of rideshare companies like Lyft and Uber. Kelly's fourth volume of his popular zine series, Behind the Wheel, recently hit shelves. He speaks with KALW's Janae Darden.
I love to ask writers this. What got you into writing?
I've always written since I was a little kid. Both my parents wrote. They didn't write professionally or anything like that, but they were just always writing. As a kid, I wrote lots of stories, just funny stories. Kind of funny. I've found some of them since, and I look back, and I was basically expressing my, you know, frustrations with things, and I would just write out funny stories to make people laugh. It's just something I've always done.
Did you also do the design with the stories? Did you draw and write?
No, I've never been artistic, so it wasn't until I had access to Photoshop and things like that where I could manipulate images to add graphics to it. But I've never had an artistic bent at all.
That's interesting. You don't consider yourself artistic and you have a zine.
Well, as far as drawing or being able to, you know, I'm always amazed by people who can draw and just, like, you know, take images from their head and put them onto paper. I've never been able to do that. I've only been able to write, you know, take the images of my head and describe them verbally.
But you're a better driver than you are a drawer.
True. Well, some would say that. Sometimes.
I hope.
I have my moments.
So what led you to driving professionally?
My wife and I, I've detailed this in the zines quite a bit. It's always, like, you know, the impetus for this whole process that's been going on for 5 years now. My wife and I were trying to move to the Bay Area for a very long time, but she had this job in LA that just kept giving her raises. Mm. And so it was kind of hard to walk away from a job that keeps giving you more money. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up working there too. And finally, the project that we were working on ended and we got laid off. So we immediately moved to the Bay Area. And shortly before we moved here, we'd come to visit a friend to go to a concert, and she was living in the Mission, and so we thought, oh, we'll just walk, and she's like, oh, no, something better, and she pulls out her phone. Next thing I know, this car with the pink mustache pulls up. I was like, what's this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was fascinating how all of a sudden these regular people were using their cars as essentially taxi cabs. So when we moved up here, I thought it would be an interesting thing to write about, to do, and to document, because I thought it was going to be a flash in the pan. It was just some weird cultural experiment. Mm-hmm. Because it was against the law. And by this time, it had gone to LA. So there was a lot of protests with taxi drivers. So I thought just to do it for a short period of time, write about it, and, you know, kind of move on and do something else. And that was in February of 2014. And since then, of course, it's taken on a life of its own, because I realized as I was doing it and documenting it that it was much bigger. It was a much bigger issue. It's a window into the city and the way the city's changed. San Francisco is a very, you know, it's a difficult city to drive in. It's a unique city to drive in. It's not like, you know, you can't just, I don't see how people can just drive into San Francisco and think that they can be a taxi cab. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't do that. I spent weeks studying the streets, you know, like in the first scene with all the maps that I drew. I drew all those maps so I would know where I was going, because it just seemed so inconceivable to me to come into San Francisco and just drive as a taxi cab without knowing where I was going. People who are still driving cabs are either trapped in the industry because they have medallions they have to pay for, or they're invested in the industry somehow, or they have no choice. You know, they don't have any other options, or they're doing it for ideological reasons. And I do it for ideological reasons.
I know there's, like, a strong sense of community amongst taxi drivers. What do taxi drivers think about your column and your zines?
Generally pretty favorable. I think there's some, you know, there's a little, within the community of taxi driving, yeah, there's a lot of camaraderie, but there's also a lot of petty jealousy, you know, that would be understandable. So a lot of, you know, people spread rumors, people talk things. So I was paying my gate the other night, and the dispatcher said, there's a rumor going around that you don't have to pay your gate because of the column. And I was like, I wish that was true. You know, that would be amazing if that were true, but, you know, it's not. So, you know, there's some sort of backbiting that happens, and, you know, people drive past me sometimes and, you know, say kind of snarky things to me, but generally it's pretty favorable.
Do people recognize you when they get in your cab? Some people that read your column?
It happens a fair amount.
It's like, am I going to be the subject of I drive SF? Yeah.
Some people say that. But, you know, and I was like, well, how much do you read it? I mean, what are you going to do? It's crazy, you know? Although one woman did get into my cab, and she had read the column and then proceeded to do the craziest stuff that I did write about, because it was like she had me driving through all these alleys looking for drugs and then just walked out of my cab without paying. And I was just like, okay, you're going in the column.
How much does she owe you?
$18. It's been 2 years or more since the medallion is sold, and I've been driving a cab for 4 years. Surprisingly enough, a few medallions did sell when I was first driving a cab. But when I started driving a cab, there were already major klaxons going on. You know, the industry's dying.
Right, that is true. Yeah, granted,
they've been saying that a lot over the years. I mean, there's this idea that the industry is going to die at any moment is pretty, you know, it's been going on for a very long time.
What are some of your key grievances against Uber and Lyft?
First of all, they don't train their drivers because that would interfere with their independent contractor status. They're saying that we're not a cab company, we're a tech company. We're you know, we just connect people. We connect drivers and riders. The drivers are independent contractors. They don't want to accept any responsibility. They've been forced every step of the way to accept responsibility from insurance, from the hazards that they present by flooding the city with cars. They refuse to accept responsibility for anything they do.
How much longer do you think you'll do this?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people are surprised that I've done it as long as I have, and I've managed to find stories for as long as I have. And, you know, I guess when it just, you know, people stop taking cabs, I guess. There's nobody left to get in the cab.
If you were stranded somewhere and there were no cabs and there were no buses, and your only option was a Lyft or Uber.
Ooh, I could walk, right?
That was taxi driver and San Francisco Examiner columnist Kelly DeSaint speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. Kelly's weekly column, I Drive SF, runs in the Examiner every Thursday.